cloud of dust and a hearty, "Hail Silver, the Lone Ranger." Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Follow me!
The Lone Ranger had met many interesting characters, but the most interesting of all was Thunder Martin. Thunder had been a mule skinner. He still owned a string of fine mules, but once he found good pasturage for them, and especially the fine cooking of Claribel Hornblow, he took a job at Claribel's Rafter H Ranch.
Get along, you jogging old stove in hay burners. Doggone it, I don't know why I don't ride one of my mules instead of skittish critters like horses.
Thunder rode toward a valley on the Rafter H where he'd seen the smoke of campfires. As he drew near, he saw that a number of travel-worn wagons had drawn up. Lean horses grazed on the lush grass, and thin-faced people gathered around small campfires.
Hold there! Hold!
Howdy, stranger!
How do yourself? What are all you critters doing here?
Just making some food. If you're hungry, sit down and share it with us.
I could be doggone hungry, but that stuff you got cooking wouldn't tempt me none.
I'm sorry, but it's the best we have.
Them horses of yours ain't bashful about eating.
Well, they've gone on mighty sparse grass for a long time.
Who are you people, and what are you doing here?
Well, from the east, most of us were farmers.
Farmers? You ain't cattlemen?
No. I guess we're not much of anything right now. We're just looking for a place to settle down.
Now, hold on. You ain't nesters, are you?
Well, I guess you might call us that.
And you come here and help yourself to pasturage?
There's a lot of it.
And water it? Why, by Juniper, you're trespassing. That's what you're doing. You're trespassing on private land.
You think the owner would mind?
Mind? You can bet your bottom nickels you'll mind. You just wait. Wait till I tell Claribel about this. You better get packed and ready to shove off. Nesters. By thunderation. Nesters of all people. Farmers and nesters on the Rafter H. Get up there.
Claribel Hornblow knew that Thunder Martin had news when she looked through the kitchen window and saw him rushing toward the door.
Claribel, I got news. There's nesters on the ranch.
Yes, you sure are?
I seen them.
You mean to say that homesteaders are figuring on moving into this range?
Not only the open range, the triple distilled no-account Randy Wicks are on your land.
Yeah?
They've been chased off 3-4 places, so now they're moving in here.
Where's my shotgun? Get my horse saddled. Where's that extra buckshot I had? I'll show them.
Are you going after them?
You're doggone right I'm going after them.
It was an hour later that Clarabelle Hornblow and Thunder Martin reined in their horses where the Nesters had halted on her land.
Whoa, there.
Who gave you pilgrims permission to camp on my land?
That's telling them, Clarabelle.
Who's the boss here? Where's your leader?
I reckon you must mean me, ma'am.
You in charge of the wagon train?
Yes,
ma'am. They'll do like you tell them.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell them to pack the duds and get. Got this here shotgun just a purpose for Nesters, and I'm just itching to see if the blame thing shoots true.
Ma'am?
Well?
We never meant no harm, ma'am. We just got to have some place to live.
Not on the Rafter H.
Well, folks, reckon we'd better be moving on. Hitch up the wagon, man. Brandy, the grub that was laid out.
What's that?
Huh? Oh, that's just my granddaughter.
Galen?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me have a look at it.
This way, ma'am.
Now, Clarabelle, don't you go getting soft-hearted. Y'all is the worst one to be put upon.
Shut up, Thunder. Oh, I ain't based to one. This.
My daughter, please, ma'am. Nellie, this is the kind lady.
I ain't no kind lady. What's wrong with the young un?
She's got a fever.
Fever, huh? The idea traipsing all over the country with the young un that's ailing.
Begging your pardon, ma'am. It ain't because we want to.
Then why is it?
We all had homes, ma'am, but there was dust storms. We couldn't make nothing grow. We had to leave them. And now we don't know what's going to happen to us.
Hey, we start any time now, Josh.
Start for where?
Well.
And for why?
Well, you just now said that we had to move on.
That was this old fool's idea.
Now, Clarabelle.
Quiet, Thunder.
You mean we can stay here?
The others can. You and the young'un can't.
Oh.
You're, coming home with me. Thunder?
Huh?
Help these folks move over closer to the water hole. It's nicer there. Find out what grub they need and see if they get it, or I'll tan your hide.
Ma'am?
My name is Clarabelle Hornblow.
If there was only some way we could thank you.
Don't want thanks. Too much of that in the world now. Not enough reason for it. Now make yourselves to home, and if anybody tries to bother you, just let me know.
Honest to gosh, Clarabelle, you're all the time making out to be hard.
Oh, shut up.
During the next 3 weeks, the nearby ranchers became increasingly resentful over the fact that Nesters had settled on the Rafter H. Several cattlemen argued with her, but Clarabelle Hornblow refused to alter her decision.
Miss Hornblow, let me help you in the kitchen.
You stay right where you are, Nellie. I'll get along. Does me more good just to see you and the young'un chipper again.
You've been so kind.
Kind? All I ever aim to be is human. Hey, you, Thunder.
Yes?
You come here.
Is something wrong?
What's this I hear about you seeing that mess, friend of ours?
I didn't, Clarabelle. Honest, I didn't. I'm sure he's not in these parts.
Thunder, you look me in the eye. What are you keeping back?
Nothing.
Speak up.
Well, I did get to speak to him.
Did you tell him that the ranchers are getting ugly?
Well...
You didn't, did you?
No, Clarabelle.
I bet you let them think everything was all right in these parts.
Oh, now, Clarabelle, I didn't think we'd have serious...
No, you never think. Look outside.
Looks like we got callers.
Leif Kent and Rick Sweeney and old Burgess. Three biggest ranchers in the county. Well, we can. Ain't nothing stopping you. Well, gents, what's on your minds? As if I didn't know.
Leif Kent is speaking for us.
Clarabelle, there's some of us that's been here to talk to you before.
Well?
We said you'd have to tell them Nesters to move on. But you ain't paid no attention.
Ain't it my land they're on? You figure you can tell me who can live in my land and who can't?
Next thing you'll be telling us to move
on. I'll do
on,
the talking.
Now, just a second, Clarabelle. It ain't just a question of where they live.
Why ain't it?
Because Nesters ain't never settled nowhere but what ranch has started losing cows.
Once you leave Nesters settle any place, there's all those others that'll follow. First thing we know, the whole county will be overrun with them.
They ain't stole none of my cows.
Sure not. If they got you mad at them, they wouldn't have no place to stay.
You're just the same as calling them thieves.
Clarabelle,
Trouble is that nesters don't think that killing a cow for beef every once in a while is stealing. They get to thinking they got a right to that meat.
All right, then. Have you fellas been losing any cows yet?
Well, they ain't been here long enough for us to tell. But we will lose them if they stay.
Only they ain't gonna stay.
Careful how you talk to Clarabelle, Kent. I'm a-watching you all the time.
None of your lip,
Hold on now. I'll talk to Thunder that way if I'm a mind to. But I'll be blasted if anybody else will.
Well, what we want to know is what you want to do.
Rick, Kent, you, Mr. Burgess, look at this girl here.
Please, Clarabelle.
Oh, don't mind them, honey. Look at this girl, a young'un. 3 weeks ago, they were so doggone thin you could almost see through them. The young one was ailing, and her mom weren't much better. You fellas, been left up to you. You would have drove them out of here, and maybe the young one would have died because of it.
We ain't responsible for nesters.
Oh, you want to know what I'm going to do, huh?
Just so.
All right, I'll tell you. I got more range than I'll ever use. Some of it'll make mighty fine farming land. I'm giving each family enough to make a living on. They can pay me when they're able.
What?
And there ain't enough of you stubborn fools in the county to make me do any different. Now, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
And I hope it chokes you.
You tell her, Kent.
Tell me what?
Clarabelle, me and the rest of the men talked it over. Come to a decision. That's what we're here to tell you.
Go on.
Either them nesters leave, or we're organizing to chase them out.
Off my land?
You heard us.
Just try it, and I'll drill the first one of your kids.
Now get out.
Listen, Thunder, don't you get
tired. Get out before I get my dander up.
Why, you old... You heard, Thunder.
Who said that?
Get out of this house.
Clarabelle, look who's here. And Tonto, too.
Yep.
Well, did you three hear me?
Well, we're leaving.
What we said still goes, Clarabelle. Think it over.
You're in trouble again, Clarabelle.
That woman goes out of her way to make trouble.
Thunder, you gave me the impression that things were shaping up all right around here.
Honest, I thought they were. I didn't know Clarabelle was going to give the ranchers an outright defy.
Those ranchers have more than homesteaders to worry about.
That's right.
How's that?
The Gila Kid is camped in the hills.
You mean the rustler?
That's right.
Who is this Gila Kid?
Great day, Nellie. He and his gang are the biggest cattle thieves in the state.
Right. If his gang steals cattle, the ranchers will blame the nesters.
And that's what we must avoid. Otto, I want you to try to locate that rustler's camp.
Time to do it.
I'll be waiting in our camp. Join me as soon as you can.
Now, men, listen to me. If we all want to get rid of them nesters, we should all act together. Ain't no use in our going about it without being organized. We wouldn't get no place, besides the fact that everybody ought to do his share.
Now, there's just one thing, Ken.
What's that, Rick?
The Lone Ranger's on Clarabelle's side.
Yeah, I know.
Now, I don't know how the rest of you fellas feel about it, but I'll be doggoned if I want that hombre as an enemy.
Don't see how it can be helped. Lessen we back down.
Sure it can.
Yeah? How?
Well, that hombre don't go for anybody unless he knows the fella he's aiming to get is guilty. So what I'd suggest is that when we run them nesters out, we wear hoods.
You mean like vigilantes?
Just so.
By Thunder, Rick, you got it.
You think so, Kent?
I tell you, fellas, that's the only way we can do it. We all know the masked man's on Clarabelle's side. And I ain't taking no chances again him, either. Well, what are the rest of you...
Kent does about it. I'm for wearing hoods.
And I say the same.
We can't let him recognize us. Ain't no telling what'd happen to us if he did.
And it's agreed?
Yeah, sure.
Good. We'll call ourselves vigilantes and run them nesters right out of the country.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The half-dozen families of nesters were still camped at the waterhole on Clarabelle Hornblow's range, preferring to wait until the trouble was settled before choosing the farmland Clarabelle had generously offered. Two nights later, Clarabelle Thunder had called at the camp to inform the nesters of the talk Thunder had heard in town.
Tell Joss what you heard, Thunder. Don't hold nothing back. It's better for them to know the worst than they can be on guard against it.
Well, sir, the ranchers are organized into vigilantes.
But vigilantes? Don't they wear hoods?
That's just it. They ain't satisfied with just picking on folks who can't defend themselves. They've got to hide their faces while they're doing it.
We was awful contented here.
And you're going to stay that way.
I think it'd be better for everybody if we just cleared out.
Why, not on your life.
What I was thinking was that if we cleared out, it would be better for you.
I've told Claire Bell that a dozen times, Pa, but she won't listen to me.
Now, look here.
Yes, ma'am?
You just got through saying you was happy here.
Yes.
And, made me happy to be able to help you. I got right well acquainted with you folks in the last month, and, never did see anybody I'd rather be neighbors to.
Well, that's mighty kind of you, ma'am.
Now then, what I started to say is this. When I get my own way, I'll get it. Has Thunder Martin if I don't.
But, well, I should smile.
Yes.
Up to now, you folks just had the ranchers around here again, you. If you folks sneak away after I've asked you to stay on, I'll be bound if I don't give each and every one of you a larrupin' myself.
Oh, Clarabel. I just hope that I can be as fine and square as you are.
Nonsense. Now, here's another thing. I've told all you folks about the Lone Ranger and about him being here to help you. And I've yet to see the ruckus that man can't handle.
But we ain't seen nothing of him, ma'am.
That's of his own choosing. He'll be on hand when he's needed.
And that's something you can tie to.
So don't you folks pull stakes. Stay here, and if you have to, give them ranchers better than they can give you.
Well...
Josh, I'm tired of being pushed around from pillar to post. Now, Clarabelle, give us a chance for Holmes, and I'm going to fight to keep it.
Good for you.
Well, if you folks think it's best...
What's that? No,
it's him, Clarabelle. It's him, the masked man.
Oh. And that means something's up.
You bet it does. He wouldn't be riding here if there wasn't. There he is. Hi there.
Vigilantes are riding. Oh, what's up?
What was that you said?
The ranchers are on their way here now.
You sure?
Yes, I've been keeping watch. They've been gathering all evening. They left Rick Sweeney's place an hour ago.
You came all that way in just an hour?
How soon do you figure they can get here?
They'll be here in half an hour.
Well, Josh, I'll get Sam.
Now, wait. I came here to warn you. I'm riding back to meet them.
You're going alone?
They'll shoot you.
No, they aren't murderers. They're just ranchers blinded by prejudice.
Thunder, the masked man can't ride alone to meet them fellas. If he's going, you're going too.
That's the ticket. We'll fix him.
No, Thunder. You stay here.
In the meantime, the Gila Kid was in the hills with his gang. None of the outlaws knew that the dark eyes of an Indian peered from the screening trees and undergrowth. None realized that when the Gila Kid rode in to report to his men, Tonto was there to listen to every word.
Now, boys, things has worked out so as we got just about the easiest job we ever had. I just come from one of the biggest ranches in this part of the country. The Kent outfit. There's some prime stock and some first-rate horses on that spread. And they'll be ours for the taking without so much as firing a single shot. It's Nestor's we can thank for it. You see, Kent has organized some vigilantes. They're going to ride out tonight and drive some Nestor's off of one of the ranches. Kent's taken almost all of his men with him. That means there won't be no one left to interfere with us. We'll go to the camp place, set fire to the buildings, and make off with the cattle. By the time we got clear, the fire will attract everyone from the nearest ranch, and then we'll be able to go there and help ourselves to some more cattle. How's that? All right, then. See to your guns and saddle up. We'll move as soon as you're ready.
Tonto crept away from the outlaw camp and hurried on moccasin feet to where he'd left his paint horse at Brown Hitch. He leaped to the saddle.
Get him up, scout!
The Lone Ranger was still with Thunder, Clarabelle, and the people from the east.
How soon you leaving to go back and meet those vigilantes you spoke of?
Right away, Thunder. I just wanted to warn you.
Hey, wait, listen. Maybe that's him now.
No, just a single horse.
Hi, King Osabi.
Why, it's Tonto.
Tonto.
Oh, fella.
Did you find the healer, kid?
Me find him.
Land, states, ranchers on the prod, outlaws in the hills.
Rustlers ride right now.
A raid? Where?
Him no ranchers ride. Him go to steal cattle from fella named Kent.
The ranchers are coming here from the opposite direction, from Rick Sweeney's place. Kent can't be warned in time.
What are you aiming to do?
It's up to these people here. The men will join me. Kent's ranch can be saved.
But heavens above, that'd mean they'd be leaving their women folk behind. Nobody to protect them when the Witlandis get here.
Clarabelle, you know those men well enough to realize they won't harm the women.
I ain't afraid.
But the vigilantes would wreck their camp here.
Ma'am?
Well?
I don't want to cross you, ma'am, but I sort of think it's our duty to go with the masked man.
What?
Well, we're just poor folks. Ain't got much to lose even if the vigilantes do wreck what we got. But if them outlaws was to burn Mr. Kent's place or something like that, why, that'd mean quite a sizable loss.
Pa, you go.
Well, all right.
Rest of you think I'm right?
Well, of all things, doing favor for folks set to do you harm. Josh, let me shake your hand.
All right, get your horses.
I'll wait here. When them vigilantes show up, they're gonna get a piece of my mind that'll hold them till Judgment Day.
The men hurriedly saddled, then rode behind the masked man and Tonto.
One pillar!
Soon they were within sight of their goal when suddenly a bright beacon of flame burst from among the cluster of buildings ahead.
The barn! They fired the barn!
Get them up! Get them up! Them flames spread, the whole place will go.
Hello! The Gila kid's still there. Take half the men and circle the left. We'll surround them.
How to do it? Get them up!
Half of you follow me! One pillar!
Sweeping forward in two diverging half circles, the Nestors threw a ring of armed men around the buildings. Not until they closed in, charging down upon the outlaws, was their approach discovered. Then, surprised and desperate, the Gila Kid and his men opened fire. When a rope, snaking from the Lone Ranger's saddle, fell in a loop around the Gila Kid's shoulders, the fight went out of them.
Hold Silver, hold my foe!
I give up! No!
Steady, Silver! Steady, easy, big fella! I'll take that gun. Hello. Round up the prisoners. Disarm them. Leave one man to guard them. The others are needed to fight that fire.
How to do it?
Josh, the rest of you, help with the fire. Come on.
Send the whole place up in smoke.
The barn can't be saved.
Just feel that heat.
Watch the bunkhouse, the corrals, and the ranch house. Draw water from the well. Whoever sparks from the barn can start another blaze. Put them out.
Steadily, while Tonto himself stood guard over the prisoners, the men fought to confine the blaze. Wherever sparks lit, someone rushed to put them out. The night breeze made their task more difficult, but gradually as the barn burned itself out, the danger lessened. At last, the masked man paused.
The danger's over.
Yeah, much more of that, and I just about cave in.
Doggone, I just wish Clarabelle could have been here to see us handling this situation.
You did good work, Thunder. Let's have a look at our prisoners.
Come on, let's look at the prisoners.
Any trouble with them, Tonto?
No. Them not try to get away.
No one gets away when Tonto's watching.
Me time good.
I ain't in jail yet. Lots can happen before I get there.
You're all through, Healer.
Say, listen, mister. You've got me, I admit that. Now tell me, how'd you fellas know we was here?
Tonto located your camp and learned about your plans. You see, you thought everyone would be riding with the vigilantes to drive the settlers away.
Yeah. I thought so.
Well, you ornery tin horn, I reckon you sure didn't count on the settlers coming here, did you?
What's that? You mean to say it was Nestors you brought here?
That's right.
Well, boys, we was licked by Nestors. All I can say is this. When a handful of Nestors can get me and my gang, it's time I quit.
You reached the quitting point, all right, Gila.
And now, don't feel too put out about it. The Nestors had me and that masked man riding
here
with them.
Here comes the car.
What? There's Kent riding in the lead.
Yes, they removed the hoods.
I wonder if we'll have to fight him.
Take it easy.
There's Clarabelle riding with him. Hey, Clarabelle, look here. Look what we got.
My buildings. Who set fire to them? I'll deal
with
it.
Just a minute, Kent.
You. Mask.
While you were away, this gang came to clean out your ranch.
It's the Gila Kid.
We were too late to prevent trouble.
You ought to be downright glad you didn't lose everything, you ornery old catamount.
You wouldn't have lost everything if the Nestors hadn't rid here with Thunder and the Mask, man.
Well,
You better fumble for something to say. How's it feel to owe all you got to the people you aim to drive away from here?
Now, Clarabelle.
Go on, you ornery, selfish buzzards. Put them fancy hoods over your faces and clean out all the Nestors. Go on, finish what you started. What's the matter? You ain't changed your mind, have you?
Well, I guess I owe a little thanks around here.
You don't owe nothing to no one. Just stay on your own land where you belong and we'll get along first rate. You mind your business, and I'll take care of mine.
Now, hold on, Clarabelle. Let me speak.
Who's stopping you?
You needn't think you're the only one that can do things to help these settlers. Hey, where's that man in charge?
You mean Josh? Here he is.
Yes, Skint.
Why, reckon you people have proved yourselves. So, pick the land you want. Build your homes where you doggone please.
Well, gosh, this is more than I dared hope for.
Doggone. That masked man sure done things to you, Kent.
Now, Thunder, don't be so modest.
Huh?
It was you and the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.